From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. Another train carrying crude oil derailed and spilled last week, this time in western Pennsylvania. As more and more oil is transported by rail, critics want mandatory safety standards for oil tanker cars. Currently, the regulations are voluntary. But two Canadian railroad companies have decided not to wait for a regulatory change. They're using economic incentives to reward safety. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, David Weinberg reports.
Train wrecks are a nightmare for railroad companies. Not only do they put tracks out of service during the cleanup, but they're also PR disasters, especially when they involve environmental catastrophes. One way to prevent hazardous spills is to use newer tank cars, ones that were built to safety standards created in 2011. Railroad engineer Tom Johnson gave me a little virtual tour of an oil tank car.
With the new design tank cars, there's three major changes.
Let's start with the manway cover, the part of the train where the oil is poured in from the top. Newer cars have much stronger covers to keep oil inside in the event of a crash. They also have thicker steel and stronger welds that make the tanks less susceptible to punctures.
And thirdly, there's a heat shield. There's one that covers the profile of the front of the car and one that covers the profile of the back of the car.
These prevent fires from spreading from car to car. The newer cars cost way more, and regulators don't require their use. So Canadian Pacific and Canadian National Railway have both announced that they will be charging extra for customers who ship oil in older cars. Canadian National said in a statement that they have restructured their rates to create an economic incentive for customers to make the switch. Gary Hunter, president of Railroad Industries Incorporated, says even if the incentives work, though, companies won't be able to get new cars anytime soon.
You're looking at 2 to 3 years now to get new cars built because there's just that much of a backlog.
Only 15% of the roughly 92,000 tank cars that transport flammable liquids meet the new safety standards. With oil production booming in the U.S. and Canada, one possible result of the surcharge is that companies may abandon railroads altogether and look for other ways to transport crude. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.